Okay. Good morning. Good morning. Hey, what did I say I was going to do? Oh, that's right. Let's do this. Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is, well, Sunday, September the 25th, 20. Because we're going to drop. Oh, no, sorry. It's 22. Damn it. Oh, well, you know, I will soon get that. You know, but it's kind of hard just to say 2022. But it's the 25th of September. This is another doomsday event or a day of, right, where everybody grab your buttocks and stick your head in the sand. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, how often do you hear that? The world is going to end. The world is going to change. The world always changes and so forth. And who do you hear that from? Right. We had this one problem back in 2020. It was actually 2020. It was sometime in like January, February, March, I think it was. But it was really all the way through the March, you know, from January through March when the toilet paper ran away. You know, people were out there, broadcasters like myself, or, well, people would actually say better than me. Right. We're sitting there running and hiding. Right. This is it. We're all going to die. Their websites are all, this is it. And they're explaining how this, the corona, or whatever, we the COVID, right? It's going to come and get you. It was terrible, right? And it was going to make everybody curl up in a ball and fall apart. And it was terrible. Turned out not to be true, right? They shut down the hospitals. And yeah, whatever. You know it. I know it. You know, different people don't. Right. But they're these broadcasters and well, the people of the alternate media that went out on a limb and told you were going to die. And some of them have come forward and said, oh, I was wrong. And I'm totally with you, man. That's pretty awesome that you say you were wrong and you positioned yourself over here. And now you're not. Now you look at them today when they tell you you're going to die. It wasn't just the corona. There was the folks back in 2012, right? The Mayan calendar, right? Nibiru is coming. It's going to kill you. Ah! Hey, what happened after Nibiru didn't come, right? Hey, going on. Moving on. Here we go. Well, I think we're going to move Nibiru. Well, that happens. It did happen, and it's still happening. Today's date is the 25th. Now, this date is, I don't know anything about this crap, right? I just know a little bit, right? Actually, that's probably more than most people know. This is the end of the Shemitah, right? And well, there you go. It's a little Jewish thing. And it's particularly interesting to me, and I'm going to bring Alan here on a few seconds. It's the end of a seven-year period. Now, I have some problems with this, like I have problems with everything else, right? Because if we went back to the 2012 stuff, the end of the Mayan calendar, right, it really wasn't the end of the calendar and the indexing of the, you know, the Mayan calendars and the Gregorian calendars seems to have been off. So how do the Jews actually know that their Shemitah is ending, well, today? Right. So it's a 7 year period that rotates. Right. And it comes down to that number seven that the Bible loves so much in the Torah and the New Testament. It gets so tiring. This year, right, is ending today for Israel. Right. And but they also call themselves Israelites. And is that true? Maybe a few of them. But maybe not. I don't know. I really don't know what qualifies, right? What qualifies? Anyways, more on that. So we start tomorrow will be a new Shemitah, right? That's basically said. And for 6 years, something's going to happen. And we'll see what that something is. And maybe it'll happen tomorrow. But they did just get five red heifers from Texas. Wow, you say, who cares? Well, we'll get more into that as well as we'll get into a few other things. But let's bring on Alan. I've been ranting too long. Hey, Alan.
Yeah. L'chaim, y'all. Happy Shemitah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Fair enough, I guess. Hello. Good morning. Oh, so what do you think? What do you got planned for the Shemitah?
Well, you know, last one we had was 2007, 2008, somewhere in that range. And then we didn't have one in 14, so we skipped one. So who knows?
Oh, God, what's coming
up? It's got to be one hell of a Shemitah coming up here pretty soon, huh?
Okay, dude, I'm seriously don't get all this stuff with the Shemitah. And I was even over at Shabbat.com. I think that was Shabbat.com. Right? I'm kind of like,
no,
really.
Say it right, Steve. It's Shabbat.
Oh, calm down. You know, I'm sorry. I'm not going to.
Say it like a real Jew. Come on, man.
Oh, man. No, no, no. You know, it was just fascinating. Where is it? It is. Oh, it's .org, right? And I was reading about Chabad, whatever you want to call it. And I know I am blaspheming their words, and I don't know if it's blasphemy, but I really don't care. Because I make fun of everybody, right? I'm an equal opportunity.
Can you blaspheme the devil? If you say bad stuff about the devil, is it still blasphemy? I don't know, man.
Well, I'm not going to do that deep thinker thing, at least right now, you know. But I will tell you, it's pretty damn funny. You know, they've got so much stuff, and they're so politically correct.
You know, Steve, it's weird you said that. I just finished re-reading Douglas Adams' The More Than Complete Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And deep thinker was the name of the smartest, biggest, baddest-ass computer ever built in the universe. And
I thought it was called deep thought.
You brought up that term.
Yeah, I thought it was deep thought, but you know, maybe it was different from.
You might be right. There's a lot in that book, it's so inane. It's funny, but it's also very inanely deep. If that's even possible, because the book is just funny, and then you can actually find a lot of corollaries to today's world in that book.
Well, maybe so, right? You know, we always talk about them with the think tanks all over planning and knowing everything, all knowing, all seeing, right? And in the book, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I believe it was Deep Thought. Deep Thought was commissioned generations ago to come forward, to come up to the ultimate. Here is the answer to it. What? Life, the universe, and everything. Dun, dun, dun. And it comes out 42. So we got this, joke around, reality that I live in, that the answer is, 42? Right? It's like, okay, great. You know, how does that play out? And yes, it was, it made, my God, Douglas Adams was an incredible writer. Today's not all about Douglas Adams, because we have enough nonsense going on in our world, Alan. I mean, seriously. Let me just go over some of the things that I wanted to talk about today, and we'll see if we get to any of them, right? You know, so I already got into my Jewish thing, right? You know, and it's really, is it a Jewish thing? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it is, right? Shemitah is talking about the occupiers of the land they call Israel, who aren't Israelites. And go ahead and call me on that, right? And we can discuss it. No, I really don't want to talk about that, but whatever.
When you do the Jewish thing, you know, it's like, are you talking about, you know, the Torah Jews? Are you talking about the Kabbalists? Are you talking, you know, I mean, there are different steps in that,
and,
too, you know?
Right. And then you got the crazy wacko guys, right? No, I'm sorry. They're just the religious extremists in Israel that, I don't know, run the world. Do they run the world? Or they just, you know, it's funny in the Shemitah, right? One of those things that I just learned is on the seventh year that they have to forgive debts between a Jewish person, a Jewish borrower, and a Jewish lender. Right? Well, you owe me five. Oh, Shemitah, man, seventh year. You got me. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, let's just rape the goy.
Right. And that's, it's true. But hey, look, and over at, God, it was Shabbat.com, I think it is, Shabbat.org. You know, they had a footnote for that saying that they have a new term that makes that obsolete. Right? So we don't do God's word. We can still sit there and fleece our own. Like, oh, that's great. Seventh year is the year for debt forgiveness, but not really, because you owe me money.
Well, so, it was one of the Rothschilds who said, if we have to sacrifice some of the lesser brethren to achieve our goals, so be it, you know. So, you know, there's a hierarchy there, too. It's like, you know, there are the higher Jews and the lesser Jews. You know?
A Rothschild isn't really a Jew. Am I wrong there? I thought they came from the Cossacks.
They were Meyer before they were the Rothschild, you know, blah, 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 yeah. Blah, blah. Back through history,
know.
You know.
Now we get into how they make it.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about the red cows, the red heifers, and we will get to that. Maybe we'll go next on that because I find that one fascinating. This is a story, right? You know, and it talks about the cows when they arrived from Texas. Really? The Israelis are the Jews. What? They're buying cows from Texas? Heifers, no less. We'll do that next. hey, what about that one? You heard a little bit about it yesterday from Farron. A 41-year-old dude, drunk, runs over a kid that's 18 that's talking to his mother on the phone. Huh. Wow. Are we in the violence territory right now? Where
reminds me of Death Race 2000.
Yeah, I know. It's some crazy stuff. Right, those lefties, those socialists, those, I don't know, confused individual. He's 41 years old, this guy, but maybe we'll talk about that some more. You won't hear about that too much. I'm not going to incite anybody on this. Nobody cares. It kind of sucks. It really does. I guess there's a little bit of what the going on makes you want to make sure you're armed when you go out. Tell your son to go, hey, man, you know, watch yourself. Those things that talk stupid stuff, they might be violent. You know, you never really know. But, whatever. I got a few other things that we'll be kind of going through. But let's get back to the red cows, right? I told you a little bit about the red cows, but heifers, right, Alan? Heifer is a female cow that hasn't given birth to a calf yet. Is that how you say that, Alan?
Yeah. They're considered heifers up until, you know, I'm not a huge cattle person. They're babies, they're calves, and then they're a heifer, and then they're a frickin' cow.
Yeah, you can't say that on air. Yeah, he has
there was
a different
an R in that, cows. And an I.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Just trying to remind you. Maybe I'm reminding myself.
We all know what it means, and it's so funny that we can't linguistically actually say the word because we do have some passion that I don't use it every third word, but every now and then it's very appropriate, and we've got to adjust ourselves. It's like, hey, you know, even David Krieger, you know, a Christian guy, you know, took over the Power Hour, you know. He says, he's like, every Friday he comes on and says, TGIF, and he says, the government is F. He said, and you can put in the F word that I'm, whichever F word you want in that, you know, the government is F, you know. I mean, you know,
I hear you.
Say the word, but you know, what do you mean? Does that make him a bad person?
I have a hard time censoring myself on that, too, just for the reason that we go like, well, you should behave ourselves and do, you know, better than that and this and that. And, well, they don't care. Right. And, but we're going to look silly. But we try to make things family friendly, you know, at least during the daytime. And for
like
RBN's sake.
5-year-old can't find worse than that on the Internet that you give them on a smartphone.
No, but I'm not. I don't. I don't necessarily want to do potty mouth.
I know.
And it, even Alan, you know, even if I had my own show on my own internet stream, I get turned off by listening to some of these people talking nowadays when they're doing F this and F this and
like our friend Richie. Yeah.
Yeah. They just go crazy. So, you know, yeah, we didn't do anything wrong per se. But that's a side note conversation. But the Red Heifers of Israel, or formerly of Texas. What do they want? They are, right? They were originally cowed right here in Texas, right? And some rancher, right? So this
born
too.
In Texas, and now they're Israelis.
Okay, this Israeli. We'll
they ought to be in the government.
Well, maybe they are going to be the government. Maybe they're going to be on the government because they were procured, right? Trying to get back to having a temple in Israel. Now, where's this temple going to exist? This temple is, they're just going to, you know, buy a lot over here and they're going to put up a temple, right? But they say, but before we can put up a temple, we need to get 5 red heifers, because somewhere in Leviticus, and I didn't bother to read Leviticus again. Don't really want to, right? I might at some point, but probably not. I'll just watch them. Follow the playbook, right, of how they're going to do this. And we've been watching, right, because the place they have to actually build the temple, well, is where it was. And right now, it's a Muslim holy land, right? It's called Mecca, right? And the Temple of the Rock. And once in a lifetime, every devout Muslim has to make an attempt to get there. And so they do a pilgrimage from wherever the hell they are in the world, and then they head all the way over there to Mecca. And then they walk around. This place, if you've never seen it, is fascinating, right? It's looks like a city. You know, it has a bottom area that looks like a rodeo, right? And people walk around in a circle. And then there's level two. If you're a level 2 Muslim, you might be on the second deck. And it goes around the rock, right? And the rock is in a big square, big black thing, like in the middle. And then they have a third deck, if I remember right. And then it is air conditioned. They have one of the, I think it's one of the best outdoor air conditioning, you know, setups. They were having some problems in 2012 and in 2011. I remember seeing that over at your house, Alan, where they had to start putting up these air conditioners because all the pilgrims, the Muslims that were coming to worship, they'd be falling over dead because it's too dang hot. Well, I got there and I started walking around and God smote me. So they handled that. But anyways, it's really a popular site. And the Israelis, the Jews, however you want to talk about it, need that location. So we got a problem and they're going to solve it. But first they need the cows. And there we go. The 5 red heifers from Texas. They arrived there last week, and so they're sitting according to, well, whatever worldly customs today, in quarantine for 7 days. And at that time, they're going to take these cows, and this all comes from the Jerusalem Post, right? They had an article on it. There's a lot of articles on it if you ever want to read up on it. And then there's the truth somewhere in the wash. But these cows are going to be shipped to different corners of Israel, or the occupied territories, as I kind of think they are. And they're going to be waiting because they're not useful right now at 1 year old. They have to get to be like 2-3 years old, somewhere in there. And so that puts them somewhere in 2024 when they're ready to be, well, how they say, slaughtered? Is that an animal sacrifice? I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio. Like you said, it's in my head. The camera circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
So here we fight all through the night. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I'm Steve O'Brien, and Alan Crusher, he's right there. And before I go on, Alan, anything to add about Mecca? Are they going to give it to the Israelis? They done with it?
Pretty much every year I watch that whole religious mind control thing, and it's very freaky, folks. They it's not just the bottom floor anymore. Now, I believe, like Steve said, there's like a second tier that you can run around the black thing, you know, hidden behind the curtains that they never let you see, that you're supposed to worship and obey and adore. And then there's a third level. And when Mecca comes along, I mean, there are people crawling over the hills around Mecca. And, I mean, it looks like when you poke a fire ant nest. I mean, it's just a boiling nightmare-looking place. And, it's just very weird. The mesmerization, they play the same chant over and over and over on loudspeakers, and it's just so freaking weird. People actually live that way and don't use their own brain, because folks, they are indoctrinated from the very start. I've seen Arabic cartoons, and it's all, every third word is Allah, you know. And if they say Muhammad, it's like, may you be blessed with the threes of fleas of a thousand camels forever, you know? It's just freaking amazing. I can't believe people actually live their lives this way, and they don't use the brain that whatever you call God gave you.
Oh. I kind of disagree with you. I believe that you can believe that people believe like that. You know, it's because you see it. and they are in a trance, right? They've been put into a spell and whatnot. But my point was not to talk about the Muslims and their religious practices.
I know.
I'm kind of don't want to talk about the Israelis and their Jewish practices.
But it's like everyone's fighting over it, Steve. It's like the Muslims are fighting over it. The Jews are fighting over it. The Christians are fighting over it. No, it's our holy site. No, it's our holy site. No, it's our holy site. No, it's our holy site.
Yeah. It's the cow's eventual landing spot. Hey, they're going to slaughter him then here in a couple years.
Slaughter them.
They said slaughter.
Mercifully. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we got Mike in Kentucky on the line. So we might as well bring him on and see where we go from there. But I will finish off the five red cows from Texas story at some point today. Mike, what's going on, man?
You've read that those are considered flawless. They have less than two hairs that aren't red, because that's been the problem for I don't know how many years. They can't find
them. Yeah.
Once it gets over there and they get examined by the supposed, you know, Levitical priests, they always seem to be finding a flaw. Oh, no, this one's got three white hairs.
Yeah. I saw the Jerusalem Post has a nice little photograph of a rabbi, right, all docked out in black, right, with a magnifying glass going, "Hey, cow," right? And they went over them with, you know, and they're going to continue, allegedly, to go over them with a microscope. Not a microscope. Man, why am I not having
a magnifying
glass? Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, they said that that's part of the process, that is for the next few years, they're going to have rabbis, you know, going over, okay, let's check the leg. You going to follow up? Let's do it. Start the leg. You find any? Okay. And maybe they're going to even count all of them. I wonder if they're going to take the DNA and then check the DNA and see if they can find an algorithm or a DNA checking thing to find out how many white hairs it actually has. You know, because they could be, you think the Israelis are going to experiment on their sacrifices to God?
This sounds kind of like, you know, it's another attack on the white. You know, if there's anything white on it, it's unholy and unclean. Wow.
Or black.
That just hit me.
Or black, yeah. So who are the red people? Indians?
Well, if you get the Oxford English Unabridged Dictionary and you look up Adam, it says in the various several definitions for Adam, he is ruddy, reddish, or able to show blood in the face, shame. And that's in the scriptures, that shame is a factor. If you're not able to show shame, then what are you, a psychopath? I mean,
well, and hey, Mike, you know, if you look in a Turkish dictionary, Adam or Adam is man.
There's also people that say that we're some kind of hybrid between the messenger aliens or some junk, and that they're actually the caretakers for the earth, and they're ready to destroy us all because we've messed up yet again, and they've buried our civilizations multiple times under the earth because of our misbehavior. So it's time again. But no, that Shemitah stuff, from what I've heard from like the Texas-based Christians United for Israel crowd, the debts are supposed to be forgiven, and nobody's forgiven each other's debts, and that's why September 11th happened. It happened right after Shemitah, or right on a Shemitah. And then 7 years later, what'd you have? Hey. Big, you know, more expect security crash, the derivatives thing.
And now we've had a dry spell. So the next one ought to be a doozy.
I heard Friday was a bad day for stock market. They're talking recession, but it's nothing like, I don't know, 2007, 2008. I don't know why we didn't have something for 2014. You say there was nothing.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's the first time I heard about that, too. Hey, you want to hang on? We're going through the break. We'll be right back.
I'll hang on.
Mike's hanging on, Alan's hanging on, Steve's hanging on. Woohoo!
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
So here we fight all through the night. All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Mike in Kentucky is joining us. We were talking about the 5 cows from Texas and, you know, how they're going to impact the world or not. One of the two. So we the Shemitah, Alan, maybe you said that there was a leap, Shemitah leap year. I didn't hear anything about that. What do you mean skipped a thing? You know anything more about that?
You know, I even asked, you know, my relatives were here that, you know, fairly high in banking and everything, you know. I said, you do know that this like runs on a 7 to 8 year cycle, you know, somewhere between 7 to 8 years, there's generally some kind of a crisis, you know, generally economic, you know, and I just mentioned that, you know, we had 2007, 2008, you know, the housing, you know, that whole crisis. And then really in 2014, 2015, nothing really happened. And we are on this next cycle. And I even asked him, I said, you know, I asked him about, you know, we keep hearing about the Great Reset now, you know, and when I asked him years ago about this, you know, about 2015, he said, yeah, he said, we're definitely due for a reset, you know, and then I've just recently asked him several months back, and he said, yeah, he said, I think the next one's going to be a real doozy, because we did miss one cycle. Yeah.
Okay. I guess you guys remember the concern, I don't know, it's been almost 20 years ago, after they reset the currency, you know, we got all the monopoly money colors out of it, and they won't talk about all the security features that they added. There were super notes. Remember the super notes that came out of, they're not sure, they came out of Iraq or Iran, somewhere over there. And that took...
Dinar dollars or whatever, what?
They were hundreds. Super note hundreds, Franklin's. Federal Reserve notes. And it showed these experts, you know, with their monocles, you know, and their, like, pencil erasers, and they were going over them like... And they said it could take many minutes to hours for even an expert to tell if this was the super note was fake or not. So that's kind of what I think of Roman Catholic Christianity and Islam, is that they are this really, really, really good counterfeit. If you go back and look at, and of course they're springboarding off of the Judeo-Christian, you know, Kufi stuff now for decades. This guy named Schofield, you've heard of, he deliberately or goofed up because he wasn't a Bible scholar, messed up two Greek words called genoa and genos, I think, meaning a type of people, a tribe, or a generation. And so there's all these time statements that had to be true for Christianity to have any credibility at all for the people that heard them, right? And like you were talking earlier, we were calendars all kind of screwed up and all this sort of stuff. So I think the modern Jews are desperate to, especially the Levites, are trying to strain it any way that they can to keep credibility. They can't keep their parliament majority. So I don't know, was it Kissinger supposedly said that within a decade Israel would be gone?
Yeah.
So we're facing that. They'd love to make Ukraine another homeland. Apparently, they've got this right of return they've been talking about
Another Holocaust. Yeah. So they.
Well, I don't know about another Holocaust, but they're laying claim to the idea that that's an ancestral homeland.
Yeah, I don't know. Another Holocaust? Didn't they just inject their entire population? And what did they inject them with?
Wouldn't that be curious?
You look at the maps of Israel since 1948 when it was created out of thin air. And what it is today, I mean, the Israeli expansion, it's freaking amazing.
They've just invaded
and taken over territory, yet we're supposed to look at Russia trying to save the Russian-speaking people over there, and it's like, they can't do that. It's like, well, what the hell about Israel, you know? But they're of God, so it's okay for them to do it, right? Yeah.
And of course, the argument goes that, you know, we found all these archaeological coins that go back 2,000 or 2,500 years, and they love to ignore certain coins that's been found. But that's how they justify, you know, saying, hey, how is it that they're stealing somebody else's land? Look at this coin. Well, they lost their land. How many times do they have to lose their promise to be corrupted? And if you believe that in England they still celebrate Boxing Day, but they don't understand, a lot of people in England don't know what it is. It's about Stephen, called the first martyr, for whatever reason. He told the Sanhedrin, you guys are so corrupt, you worship in Renfran, you're going to be banished beyond Babylon, big raspberry to you. And of course they killed him for that kind of talk, because it meant they would be banished beyond return. And in the Kufis, Christian United for Israel, they have this contradictory problem with Daniel, the 70th week of Daniel, supposedly suspended, but yet, what does it say? The linchpin there is when you see the power of the holy people has been scattered and or broken. They got scattered and they're broken in 70 AD. And then, you know, decades later, I'm thinking Constantine's mom calls him up from, Turkey and goes, hey, Constantine, I converted to Christianity. He's probably like, what are you thinking, Mom? We're pagan over here, you know. This is my family tradition.
Well, the Crusaders came along and said if I didn't convert to Christianity, they would kill me most mercifully.
Yeah. No, I think it was more like we're getting tired of killing these Christians. And his mom says, strategic. You know, we should yeah. con them into thinking that it's our official religion. Get, I don't know, 300 scholars and make them think that we're going to, you know, make it the official religion, because we could really use that loyalty. You know, these guys are really dying. We keep killing them, and they just... They won't get rid of their faith. I mean, you know, you think about the modern vaccine certificate would be like what they call the certificate of sacrifice. If you were a Christian, you didn't have a certificate of sacrifice for a number of years there before Constantine. If they liked you, they'd have you look away while they cut your head off. I mean, that's...
You know, Mike, you had this is kind of like when the Bible was created, was under the rule of the Flavian Caesars, and they had been warring with these militant factions of the Jewish religion, and they said, and they figured out they couldn't destroy the religion, so they said, we will create an offshoot of the Jewish religion, you know, and you know, that won't be militant, you know, love your neighbor, turn the other cheek, all this crap, you know, they created an alternate offshoot. They didn't destroy the religion; they just altered it.
I think you know, Islam was created for that reason to stabilize all these warring sheikdoms, so the spice trade would be more stable. That spice goes all the way from the Saudi Arabian Peninsula all through the, you know, Christian.
I say, be who you are in your heart, not what comes from words on paper or someone standing there telling you who you are and what you need to believe.
Though that the hearts of men is corrupted and it's greedy. You get what do we got? We got all these psychopaths that rise to power. That their big thing is like a heroin rush. The score. They don't care who they step on as long as they score. You know, be it in the market or stuff. So you know, the wisdom of men is foolishness. But I don't think Christianity was created. It was more collected and refined and morphed into the replacement for paganism by the Roman Catholics. But then this guy comes along, you know, the nephew of Constantine, and says, you know,
more seconds there, Mike.
Huh?
I got to move on, man. Sherry in Kansas. She's been in for a minute. And so, you know, we could do the whole time with you, and I appreciate your call.
I always love Mike's calls, yeah. But I guess we do have to move on, Mike.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Mike, if you're already dropped off. Let's go to Sherry in Kansas, see what's going on. Sherry.
Hey, gentlemen.
How are you?
My queen. Hey, Sherry, let me ask you this right off the start. You know, speaking to how we're royalty, you know, I'm the king of jade, you're my queen. Were you not kind of insulted that we didn't get an invitation to the queen's funeral, you know, there in England?
I'm glad they dropped that dead body after, what, too many days? Dragging that chick around like she's, you know, what, Weekend at Bernie's? Look, here's a queen. Well, dude, God, that's disgusting. I'm going to leave the poor old bat alone. You know, but whatever. Sorry. Not what you called about, right?
Yeah,
Sherry?
I'm hurt. Yeah. Oh, well. I want to throw something in the mix about this temple that I heard True Ott say. And this was a few years back, and it was from his last time he visited Israel, which I think was in the last 10 years. But, and I'm not a Bible scholar, but he seems to have studied a lot. And it was something about... on a tour he was taken, and he heard, I think it was that he heard some, or noticed that they, some excavation, and it wasn't near the mosque, you know, Alaska Mosque, and talking about, he got the idea, it was near some place where, and he had a name for this, I would call it a water stream or something, where they supposedly, when they butchered the animals for sacrifice and washed off the blood, it went into this place. And it was, that's, you know, where the temple was on top of that to make it easy to clean up. And he got the impression that they had already started building the temple. And so this whole crap about trying to destroy the mosque is just because they don't want it there. But it's not where the temple was, is basically what he was saying.
Basically, like a rendering plant. Okay.
Yeah, you know, but someplace where, you know, they could...
Maybe I'm wrong, and there's all these disinformation out there, and I don't...
Why would the Israel think they had rights to Mecca? That's what I don't understand.
They have rights to everything, right?
Oh, well.
Why do they have the right to own the United States of America?
Yeah.
Right? You know, they do whatever they want. And you know what? There is a drumbeat to get them out of Mecca, right? They're saying Mecca is filled with ISIS, and Mecca has the Taliban there, and Mecca has this and that, and a bunch of terrorist breeding ground.
How about Donald Trump agreeing to the moving the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Wasn't it
right? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they weren't supposed to do that. That in the original agreement, you know, Jerusalem's supposed to be an international city for Muslim, Jews, and Christians. And they've done a lot to the Christian churches over there, too, I understand.
Well, you know,
Sherry, that there's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, every week I hear something going on around the Al-Aqsa Mosque, you know. There's bombings, and there's killings, and Israelis shooting Palestinians, and blah, 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 whatever in the hell else. I mean, it's just constant.
So there's all this fuss right now going on in Iran, right? And it looks like a color revolution type stratagem, right, where they're talking about the headscarves that they're wearing and getting all upset at the Iranian government. But meanwhile, Israel is trying to go back to the place that at some point in the Bible had, some pretty serious rules and consequences, right, for Jewish people and the Goyim. They're going to be sacrificing animals again, right? So what kind of a world are they trying to create? And all these people are trying to help them facilitate it. This farmer that gave the cows or sold the cows, and I wonder how much he paid for the cows, right? This guy probably sold some pretty pricey heifers to the Israelis, right? They had some coinage there. They're going to take these cows and slaughter them. How? Oh, well, we use a thing from Leviticus, and we cut their neck, and then we gather the blood, and then they burn them down into ashes so they can purify all their priests to go into the temple, and there's something like that, right? And so once they get this temple back, now they're going to return to the old ways, the ways of the Jews back in time. Right. Not with the Christian side, but the Christians there. And I'm not going to group y'all into one category. I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm doing that. But there are Christians out there that want to see this happen. They want to see the temple rebuilt. So it can get the Antichrist will come and then destroy the temple, and then Jesus' second coming, and this and that. There's this sect of Christianity that points to it and are very happy to let Israel go that direction, because they feel that, well, it's the second coming after, you know, you got to watch for certain things to happen. And I don't know.
Steve, you know, on this bend of, you know, the sacrifice, you know, one thing that's always freaked me out, it was at Abraham, you know, God finally gave him a son, and he said, oh, well, you got to take your son up and sacrifice him on the altar, you know, and he was just torn and rent, and he went up there, uh-huh, and he put his son on the altar, and he was about to jab the knife into his heart, and God says, April Fools, you don't have to do it. I'm like, what, playing games with people's lives? I mean, it's like, oh, we just wanted to see if you were faithful. Like, what? You know? It just...
What if he didn't say anything?
It just really blows the top of my head off.
What if a priest or a rabbi says, you have to kill your kid? Right? You know, God told me.
No, you just have to change your sex nowadays. That might as well be killing him.
Yeah.
You don't have to sacrifice him. You just turn your boy into a girl and cut his whacker off and give him hormones and let him wear a prosthetic breast device and go teach your kids in shop school. Yeah.
Mm. Let's just torture him for life, you know.
Yeah. I don't know, Sherry. This whole world is so twisted. Go on. I'm sorry.
So this guy, I bet that guy that did sell the red heifers, I bet he made a lot of money. Now, do you have to have a red bull to sell to make a red heifer? Do you have to have a pair of them? It's just a genetic consequence, isn't it, that it comes out red like that?
I really don't know. I was reading some of the comments down there at the Jerusalem Post, and one guy says, I don't know what they're talking about, but I have this one farm where I live, and it was filled with red heifers, and I inspected a couple of them, and I couldn't find any white hair.
Hey, that's all I had, guys. Thanks.
Okay. Well, hang on. We'll be right back. Sherry's going. But hey, that's Kansas for you. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Well, there we are. Republic of Texas Radio closing off the first hour. Coming into home base? No, just kidding. Home base doesn't come until, well, I don't know. It's not even appropriate to say home base and radio. It's like kind of a secret thing. There ain't no secret thing.
You know, see, if you got enough money, you can pay off the umpire, and when you slide into home base, you can always be safe.
Huh. Interesting. Thanks for the advice, Alan. Hey, CFR just sent me a link. And, well, it was, first of all, you can see this infographic, right? It's a link. It's a picture. Maybe he'll post it over at the chat room that he manages. It's a Republic of Texas. chattango.com. You can go there. Maybe he's going to post this up there. It shows the similarities of the continent of the United States of America, if we call it that, you know, through time. And he postulating that, well, the natives were here first, and then well, we all escaped from Europe, had to get rid of the monarchs, but we still celebrate the monarchs, right? But yeah, it really did some, yeah, anyways.
Well, you know,
Palestine and Israel are kind of just like that same story as what it shows. Huh? Go ahead.
On the monarch, Steve, you know, people, I don't know how many people understand that, you know, a vast majority of the continent of Africa, they either speak French or they speak English, okay? And, you know, and that's because they're governmental, because they were forced to go to that. They still have their native languages. Hell, there's like 20,000 frickin', you know, variations of, you know, Zulu or whatever in hell you want to call it, you know, their own native local languages. But as a majority, they either speak French or English. The whole continent of Africa. That's what the monarchy has done. That's what that good little cute little woman who was just so helpless and didn't have any power, she still had power, folks. And they still do have power. King Chucky III, you know, I call him King Chucky because it's like Child's Play or whatever that movie was, you know, with a little doll running around with a knife stabbing everyone. That's pretty much what they still are. It's just not as public anymore. But go ahead. I'm sorry, Steve.
I don't know. I don't know where I want to go ahead to. You know, but the monarchy.
How about light blue and orange? You know, Steve. You know, people talk about the manipulation of the media, you know. You know, Steve, you know, I get very weird television, right? But mm-hmm. I can look across this country, and I see, going back to Joyce Riley, I see the colors light blue and orange. Folks, look at your news sets, definitely a lot of the commercials. Look at the predominant colors in these commercials, light blue and orange. These are the United Nations colors. And you know, Steve, I'm about ready to buy some cans of light blue spray paint to paint my targets with that I go out and periodically, you know, target practice with. Because when I start seeing light blue, it's going to be a freaking target because it's coming, folks.
Well, okay.
Seriously, look at it.
Light blue and white. Blue and white are the UN colors, and I've heard people say blue and orange.
Look at Air Force One. Hey, Steve, Air Force One used to be navy blue. You look at it now.
It's blue and white, yeah.
It's light blue now.
Right. It's been getting lighter forever. And yeah, I can get that, right? As far as the UN and blue and orange, I'm not too sure that means UN, but I do believe that it's a globalist type thing. But hang on, because that's the music. We got one more hour. And we'll be right back. Right, Alan? We're in agreement. Hold on, folks.
Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.